All right, here we are again. Another wonderful day in the eastern woodlands. High of 85, low of 65, and guess what? We're only looking at 50 to 60% humidity, which is outstanding. Let's get to our spot, talk this thing through, and then get her done. Okay, so here we are, we're at the rock face. Different area, but here's what I'm thinking. All this terrain slopes over this way to the small platform, then it comes down and drops off. And I'm thinking we utilize everything that we've done so far. I want a suspended shelter in the woods. It overlooks the creek bed up against the rock face. It'd be cool. So here's what we're thinking. I want to utilize these two trees right here and create some type of raised hammock or raised shelter. Small ladder right here to crawl up, fire to my right, and we'll be in business. Now, I've shown this several times and people keep asking me, hey, how do I do an arbornaut? And is an arbornaut the same as a Canadian jam knot? We'll talk about that in a minute, but an arbornaut is very simple. It's a series of two overhand knots. So all I do is go around my tree. I'm going to tie an overhand knot right here. So we're just going to go underneath and then back through it and then pull it tight. Now from right here, I'm going to tie another overhand knot up against my first knot. And then from here, we're going to go ahead and tighten it down. So when we pull on this, what's going to happen is that knot's going to slam against the other one, and you're going to hear it ratchet like a zip tie. Then I'll finish off with the overhand knot right here to prevent any slippage. Okay, so we have our tees up here and the supports are attached to the trees, and that way the weight can drive into the ground. So what I'm thinking is getting some long poles and we'll place them inside of our 55-gallon drum liners and create our makeshift stretcher bed. Land that bad boy on top of this. We'll put some spacers between to keep the poles spread apart. Lash them down and then talk about some type of supports that go into the ground here. And I think we'll be in business. Okay, so I told you I'd talk about an arbornaut versus a Canadian jam knot. Now for me, when I build a structure that's load-bearing, meaning my body's gonna be inside of it, or I'm gonna be standing on it or walking on it, I prefer an arbornaut, and here's why. An arbornaut cannot be untied. A Canadian jam knot has a longer tail, which allows it to be untied. Now think about that. If you have something that's load-bearing, meaning you're standing on it, you're sleeping on it, you're walking on it, do you want the potential of a loose tag to be pulled, bumped, or somebody deliberately yanking on it, and the whole thing comes toppling down? I don't want to. So that's why I choose an arbornaut. Now, if I were to tie something like, say, a pack frame or something I wanted to retrieve later on, I'm gonna go with the Canadian jam knot. They're both tied the exact same way, except for the tail is left longer on the Canadian jam knot. Okay, so here's our bed. We got our spacers, and now we got to go ahead and support the front and the back. So our front's going to be right here, and it moves. Yes, the reason why is because it's only supported here in the center. So I'm thinking we utilize our shear lash or a bipod lash, make two bipods, one there, one here. Simply run them underneath like so. That way the weight's being supported here and driven to the ground, and being supported there and driven to the ground. And I think it'll work.
As always, all the gear in my videos can be found in two places. One, my Amazon influencer page, and two, my Self-Reliance Outfitters influencer page. And if you're interested in Corporal's Corner merchandise, that can be found on Teespring. All three links are found inside my description box.
Okay, so small stakes on the inside, large stakes on the outside. So that means, like my boy Mr. Miyagi, small stake right to hand, large stake left hand. Ha 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 ha! Okay, good enough. It's open on both sides. The tarp overextends the sleeping area. If it's a huge downpour that comes in sideways, yes, I can probably get wet. But right now, with about 90% humidity, I want the breeze. So I'm thinking rock ring for our fire, and then some type of ladder to get inside this bad boy. Boom. So we're looking like a pile of rocks, rock cairns, or the Blair Witch Project. Okay, so the rocks are wet, and I covered this last time. It's very, 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 very low chance of these rocks actually exploding. Most likely they're going to dry out, and here's why. I've used these rocks several times, not these exact same rocks, but the same type of rock. And it's not very porous, and the worst case is they crack. But to make a rock ring here, keep all the coals right here, because we're kind of in a sloped area, and I don't want them rolling down and causing a fire, I think we'll be good to go. Okay, so I've shown this several times. It's a simple half hitch ladder. Why is it a half hitch ladder? Because you do a series of half hitches. You start off with a clove hitch at the halfway point of your cordage. Simply bump over, do it again. Whatever the distance is between here, that's the distance for your rungs, the spacing this way between your verticals, and then your distance that you drop down is the spacing actually between the placement of your rungs. So right here, we started off, boom, moved down about a foot, did it again, and again and again. Then you end off with a clove hitch and you're good to go. Okay, so it's chow time. So the one piece of kit that I carry with me, no matter what, rain or shine, or the snow, hot or cold, is some type of stove. In this case, it's a Coleman stove. It costs about 14 bucks at Walmart, and in my opinion, it's well worth it. Now, people see this and they become triggered. He has the ability to make fire, or he has an active fire going, and he busts out a stove. What an idiot! Lols! Well, while I'm being an idiot, you can come out here and make a fire, or be around a fire when it's about 95 degrees outside, with 90% humidity. I'll take a pass. Later on, I'll make a fire because mosquitoes are gonna be rampant in here and the smoke will drive them away. But right now, my entire meal can be cooked inside of a skillet with a butane stove. One and done.
If you like what you see here, please do me that favor. Hit that like and subscribe button, then ring that notification bell. Once you ring that bell, please select all notifications. Then take it a step further. Grab your cell phone, download the free YouTube app, and sign in. This will give you push notifications when my new videos drop.
And I give you Corporal's simple breakfast. We have ham, bacon, and eggs. Well, in a way, it's ham and ham, or bacon and bacon. Nothing wrong with breakfast or dinner. Outstanding AF. Okay, so it's time to get that fire going, but first I want to talk about a bushcrafty project. It's so simple, it's stupid. All I did was collect 3 Y branches right here. So what we're going to do is we're going to baton the Y branch in half. Boom, gone. The back piece is get it off there. And we're going to tie these to a post using the arbor knot. And what you created is a simple bushcraft hanger. Sitting down here looking at this shelter, I'm in awe. One of my favorites. I mean, this side right here, we're off the ground about 5 feet. On the back side, it's a good 8 or 9 foot. So once again, it's a long drop for an overnighter. But this thing is outstanding. A 55-gallon drum liner trash bag bed turned into basically a jungle shelter in the woods. And that rock face back there is just outstanding. Love it. That is sturdy AF. Okay, check it out. I have a student. His name's Dave. And more importantly, he has a YouTube channel. He's a police officer from New York. Great attitude, great desire, full of knowledge. But his YouTube channel is just not being seen or heard. Surprise, surprise. Do me a favor, check him out. It's 5 Elements Tactical Training. Once again, 5 Elements Tactical Training. Check him out. Like some of his videos, subscribe to his channel. Give him that bump. Show YouTube that he needs to be seen and heard. Get him out there. More importantly, get him motivated to make more videos. He's an outstanding dude. You guys will like him. 5 Elements Tactical Training. Check him out. Okay, so people are gonna get triggered right now, but guess what? It's time for self-promotion. I got 2 videos, my last 2 videos, and they tanked on YouTube. And I'm saying this and people are gonna talk and say, he's talking about YouTube, I'm out of here. Well, then you're out of here, okay? These videos right here were very, very difficult. And most importantly, one of them was a bucket list item for me. And I had seen this picture over the decades and come to find out it's a Boy Scout shelter from the 1950s. And we sort of recreated it with my twist or my spin on it. Video is titled Solo Overnight Building a Raised Shelter with a Dining Area in the Woods. Check that out. Now the one previous was a modern day video game from Rockstar Games, Red Dead Redemption 2. Solo Overnight Building a Trapper's Cabin from Red Dead Redemption 2. Check out both those videos. Like and share them with everyone everywhere. They need to get that bump. If you guys check them out, you haven't seen them, I'm guaranteed to like them, and I appreciate it. Thank you. And last but not least, my thank you, my usual thank you. Every video I'm going to give you a thank you. Thank you to all my old subs and all my new subs. I appreciate and love every single one of you guys. Without you, I'm going to say it, I'm nothing. My channel would not be here. There's plenty of times I get depressed, I get upset, I'm pissed off, I don't want to do this anymore. And I get that email from somebody who says, hey man, you changed my life, or you got me out outside on the outdoors with my kids. We bonded, we came together, our lives are changed. Or, hey, I lost weight, I'm outside hiking. And that motivates me, and I really appreciate that. So, because of you all, I'm still here. And I thank you, and I love every single one of you. Just do me a favor, keep doing what you're doing. Share my videos with everyone, everywhere, and watch them all the way to the end. Most importantly, share them with everyone, everywhere. And that YouTube recommended playlist, find my video, or the next recommended video, watch that bad boy, play it all the way to the end, and let me know where I fall on that spectrum. Am I number 2, am I number 50, am I number 25? Are the next 3 videos mine? Let me know. Drop a comment in the comment section. I appreciate it. Thank you. Well, here we go. Will you look at that? Outstanding. Plenty of room. It's just like my tripod raised beds that I made before with the 55-gallon drum liners. The only difference is we're off the ground 5 feet here and about 8 or 9 feet on the backside. So if you fell, it'd be a bad time. But these bags do support my weight. At my heaviest, I was 252 and I had no problem. Right now I'm about 225-ish, but there's no stretch, nothing's breaking, nothing's slicing open, and I'm good to go. Shelter's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. The heat's coming off down here, radiating up and going around me. And like I mentioned, I'm not going to close the sides. There's no rain in the forecast, and it is hot. There's no breeze, no wind at all. And it's going to be a hot night. I can hear the cicadas already. They're going to be going all night. So it's going to be humid AF. With that, we'll talk about the shelter in the morning and have coffee time. Catch you all later.
Coffee time. Oh, man. You know, this coffee was sent to me, but it's not bad. Let's talk about this shelter. What did we do here? Well, we created a raised jungle bed in the woods. We started off with two bipods, to account for our 9 to 10 foot drop off on the back side. On the front side, we went ahead and recessed or embedded some posts and used our classic barber's chair notch to support the weight. From there, we did our classic stretcher bed. What I mean by that is our 55 gallon drum liners. We use that for a stretcher or a actual platform slash bed. Laid it across there and lashed them down and finished off with a tarp roof system and ladder. Now, I've said this several times, I'll say it again. These trash bag liners are 55 gallon drum liners that are 6 mil, not 6 millimeter, 6 mil in thickness. And I weigh 225 and I was perfectly fine. Ladder was a half hitch ladder. And yes, I had two lanterns, one for each of you. Overall, I'm happy with this. And there you go, solo overnight building a raised jungle bed in the woods. More great things to come. As always, all the gear in my videos can be found in two places. One, my Amazon influencer page, and two, my Self-Reliance Outfitters influencer page. And if you're interested in Corporal's Corner merchandise, that can be found on Teespring. All three links are found inside my description box. Now please do a favor, hit that like and subscribe button, then ring that notification bell. Once you ring that bell, please select all notifications. And as always, thank you for your comments, views, and support. Thanks for watching. Get out in the field, have some fun. I'm gonna catch you next time. Whoa, okay, you're still here. All right, check this out. Everybody keeps asking me, the backpack right here is due out late September or early October. And the way to find this is I have my Self-Reliance Outfitters influencer link or my affiliate page. The link is inside my description box. You're gonna go there. Once the backpack drops, boom, it's right there. Click it and it's yours. Now, along with that, the cook sets. People are losing their minds. You post this and I go there and it's gone. 60 to 100 drop each week. They're handmade. That's a maximum that we can get and keep the price that low, okay? They drop every single Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern time. Once again, you need to use my link. The affiliate link is inside my description box. You click on there, scroll through it. The cook set is right there. Click it, boom, it's yours. So look for this in September and I'll see you soon.